Woo!
We are back.
Some of that.
Man, folks, without further ado, we want to go ahead and bring our guest in. This gentleman is absolutely stellar. He is an American-Canadian, so it's a unique situation. He's not, no one loves him at either place, but yet they do. You know what I mean? Like, they don't accept, they're like, he's a Canadian. No, he's an American. No, he's a Canadian-American. No, he's an American-Canadian.
But we love him in the cafe.
We're excited to have him here. Without further ado, here he is. Boom!
Hey, what's up, guys? What's going on, guys?
Man, we are excited to have you here. I love mornings, and my favorite part about the morning is my cup of coffee. Wow. What are you drinking on this morning, my friend Jason?
I'm drinking the dark roast of Closer's Coffee, which is our coffee brand that is supported by our Bell to Bell brand. And if you're in the car business, you know exactly what it means. Check out hashtag Bell to Bell. And it just keeps you going, right? I mean, look, there was when I started in the car business, there was only a handful of things that kept me motivated. That was money and coffee. And I drank a lot of coffee, and I made a lot of money. So it kind of went hand in hand.
It all works out. Yeah. Coffee and money. It's a great, coffee is actually a huge asset in the world today. I mean, it's
the second largest commodity in the world, right behind oil.
There you go.
It's pretty big.
So it's a good thing you got a little piece of it. We got our own action going on with our coffee, but this show is not about us. We're excited to talk about you today. There's a lot of stuff that we want to bring out with Jason, but the biggest thing is I want to hear some more of his backstory. I've heard a few stories from you from having a conversation. You know, we ask these five questions that we ask everybody at the beginning of the show. It's five line. And these five questions are really important to get to know people. I think it's going to tell your story. This way we can paint a nice picture before we get to our fresh news. So I'm ready to start this five line.
Well, let's say good morning to a few of the people.
Oh, let's do that. Let's jump on there.
Laura, good morning. Laura, good morning. Good morning out there. And Charles Higgins.
Hey, what's up, Charles?
Just made his ride up to visit us. What an honor that was.
That was really cool, man.
What a blessing.
Charles, seriously, I want to thank you. I know I want to thank you once again for making that 6-hour total trip to come visit Lou and I at our dealerships. It was an amazing experience to sit down and talk with you, share some ideas. I'm looking forward to having more conversations with you, Charles. Thanks for jumping on this morning. Get ready to hear some great, great strategies and some ideas this morning. It's going to be a lot of fun. So,
speaking of great solutionaries, Evelyn.
What up, Evelyn?
That's
my girl.
We know that she loves to get her some Car Guy coffee in the morning. Doing whatever it is that she's doing, she makes sure to find a way to brew some solutions. Evelyn, we are so thankful for you and everybody at Think Tank. Speaking of Think Tank, this brew has been brought to you by Think Ad Group. Yes. You can get information by going to thinkadgroup.com and finding out how exactly these solutionaries can brew something for you to solve problems in your business. Next to them, we also have Elite FI Partners, Michael Altman and his crew. Do great things to help you build your business, but they build it as a partner with you. And we are just so thankful to have them sponsoring the show as well.
No doubt about it.
Excited. Jason.
I'm super excited.
Man, one thing that I really, really love, it's a good design, right? And every time I see you, no matter what it is, and this is a great testament to consistency, every time I see you, you look like you're getting ready to do a shoot for your brand. And I love him because look at how awesome he always has that tie. He always has a couple of accents of the orange.
I go to bed like this.
I bet you do. I bet you do. Your blanket comes over and there's just the tie and the shirt looks like it's right there.
5:30 rolls around, covers come off. I'm like, let's go.
Yeah, you're not going to catch me at all. Give me my closer's coffee. Heck yeah, man. I'm excited to have you in the cafe today, but also just to have other people that are joining us this morning. Once again, if you are watching, tag a car guy.
Yeah.
Tag a car gal.
Share some shit.
Get a pal inside of this cafe with us.
Let's have some fun.
What's up, Justin Searle?
Man, that's my dude. What's up, Justin? Speaking of Think Ad Group, there he is. Hey, you know, Justin's one of those guys that really is all about sharing and trying to get people together and all that type of stuff. So to have Jason on here. Now, Jason was just a guest on the Think Tank recently. I've seen you twice on
it. It was like the best 6.5-hour podcast I've ever done. And that's what happens when you open up a bottle of scotch with Justin.
It's, Justin and Jason Garrison.
We're just going to go till the end.
we're at the bottom. We might as well clean it out, right? Yeah, so
knock this out. I brought Stunk.
Yeah.
We're going to be here.
Yeah, no, that, and it was, it's great. It's a great experience, you know. And you were there once as like just being there as a friend for somebody else, mm-hmm. and then you got to be the spotlight like last week. And man, you're a spotlight everywhere you go. And I'm excited to have you here. I know that a lot of people are looking for ideas and they're looking for ways to get better at this game. And I know that you can offer a ton of different ideas and just strategies that can definitely just blow people away. That's what you were doing up there in the group of people that you're trying to form right now. It's really a beautiful thing. I love the
Oh, strategy mob. Yeah. Yeah. Man, it's been a really fun project. Yeah. You know, look, I started my content game, about 3.5 years ago. I got super serious about it 2 years ago. And for the last 2 years, I've just been, I record probably between 3 to 5 hours a day, every single day for the last 2 years, or every single working day for the last 2 years. And, I decided that, you know, I can only build so much content. I want to even put out more content. I remember having that meeting with my staff and they looked at me and they're like, dude, seriously. I don't even know what else we could possibly be recording outside of you just going to the bathroom and sleeping. And I'm like, there's an idea. but no, like it was just like, okay, well, I have a voice. I know a lot of really amazing people that I've met along the way that I have networked and connected with on LinkedIn and in automotive events. And they have amazing voices. Right. And I want to amplify not just my voice, but I want to amplify their voices as well. We got to do something. And hence Strategy Mob was born. And, you know, we spend a couple hours every single month with each of our captains.
Yeah.
And that's who, and we record their content. And we have mobsters. You can sign up to be a mobster. Go to strategymob.com. You can become a mobster. And then our content captains.
I love it.
And then we have our captains that create content. And then we do have some underbosses that will be starting here in this next quarter. And an underboss will get their own podcast series produced and sponsored by Strategy Mob Studios. So,
I'm in love with what you're talking about. And I love the whole idea. You know, I've heard about this a little bit before, but just you breaking it down even deeper, amazing. And I really believe that you have something going on that's going to be very, very big. And I think you know that, too. And the way you're doing it, when you can bring together a bunch of like-minded people that are on a similar mission, it amplifies what you're doing. So like you said, you were doing 5 hours a day, you were doing all these videos, but you're like, I still want to put more content out there. And I think you did that. That's exactly right. I believe in that whole strategy too, that just the more the merrier. Some people are kind of like, it's too much. No, it's not. There's no such thing as too much when it comes to social media, when it comes to content, because there's always room for more of it. The one video that you put out that affects one person is worth it. You know what I mean?
All 100%.
Everyone's going through different things in their lives, so everything can be out there. You need to have that video for them or that content that somebody can watch that amplifies what they're trying to do and tries to make them motivated. And you're doing the right thing by adding captains and, you know, underbosses. I just love the name. Just
talking, I know, right?
Just talking about it like that makes me want to, you know, no doubt, you know, like, so it's like, it's so cool.
It's us having fun. You know, we're not monetizing this content. You know, maybe someday in like 5 years or something, we start hosting some events and seminars and conferences. You know, I hosted the Game Changer seminar at the Rogers Stadium for a couple of years, and that was a lot of fun. So, you know, that might come into play, but really it wasn't about that. It was, everyone did kind of give me a hard time, right? Like, they're like, are you sure you should be doing this? Your business just took a big monster hit because of COVID. All right. You're going to invest and build a whole nother brand. And, you know, it's not cheap. It's not cheap. I think Strategy Mob has an annual budget of around a couple $100,000. And, you know, there's like, how are you going to make money on it? I'm like, and I love sitting down with my team and telling them, well, we're not. They're like, what? Like, you know, like, look, this industry has done some amazing things for me. It's given me amazing opportunities, not just for myself, but also for my family. And it's just like, there had to be some way that I could legitimately give back, to the industry in a way that was just completely selfless. And this was just the direction we decided to go in. And we've only been at this now for like 6 months. And, you know, we're fumbling our way through it. We're learning things, how to do things the right way and how to do them the wrong way. You know, we're stumbling our way through it. But, you know, look, I'm 10 years from now, I'm going to be incredibly excited to see what this brand is going to be all about.
We are too. You know, I love watching other people. Like, you know, a lot of us are on similar missions. A lot of us have a lot of similar things. Well, I have a podcast. You have a podcast. You know, doing things. But, you know, you're well established and you have a lot of things going for you. And to watch what you're doing inspires me. You know, to watch what other people are doing inspires me.
And that's why I love. That's why I love hanging out with you guys. That's why I love the guys over at Think Tank. It's like there's no competition here. This we're all here collectively to help out an industry that has just done so much for us.
No doubt, and that's the thing. There's so many people trying to buy vehicles. There's plenty of states, countries all over the world that are selling vehicles. The competition is not competition. The only competition you have is yourself. You know, 100%. All you have to do is just be better than yourself. And that's absolutely what you have been doing since I've seen you, since I noticed you. You've always been on a steady climb, constantly getting better. And I appreciate that. And that inspires me to constantly do that too. Because, you know, I can't slack. Jason's not slacking. I can't slack. You know, this person, Glenn Lundy's not slacking. Whatever, whoever, I'm always watching and I'm paying attention to what the motivation is for them because it helps me stay motivated. Because sometimes you wake up in the morning, you know, you're like, man, today ain't the day. But you just get up, you drink your closer coffee, you drink your car guy coffee, whatever it is that you're drinking.
Well, it's easy to get sucked into that. But, you know, it's the same, though, as a dealership, though, right? When you're working at a dealership, the key to success is your routine.
100%.
And, you know, I learned that kind of the hard way, you know, but it was more of kind of just a self-learning journey about that. You know, it was like I was in the car business selling cars just like everybody else, and I would have these months. And I'd have these really great months, and then I'd come down off them, and then I'd have another one, and it was just like this constant, like I looked at my income as like a roller coaster. And I was just like this doesn't make sense, you know, and I had a manager, incredibly smart manager, who pushed me and said, you really need to dissect what you do on those months. Like you literally get a journal and just document the whole month. As you know, the month is going well. You just got to document the whole month and you got to take a look and then you got to reverse engineer that into a routine that you can consistently execute. And that's how you're going to succeed. And it was a lesson that I took and I owned. And it's the same as how I do my content. You know, everything is scheduled. You know, Jonathan, my camera guy, is going to meet me right after this at 9:45. We're shooting from 9:45 to about 12. Then we have meetings after that, and then we're going to do another shoot between 2 to 4 today. And, you know, on Wednesdays, I record between 4 to 5 podcasts on Wednesdays for myself. And it's just like staying in that routine, those daily routines. I mean, dude, I to the point where in my calendar, I literally have scheduled, you know, when I'm supposed to wake up and when I'm supposed to play with my kids.
But you get smart. That's the way to do it because you never forget or you always make sure you have that time. I love how you said even playing with your kids.
It's a priority.
It's a priority. I write things down that I need to make sure because everything, you can't just do podcast, car business, and then forget about your family.
Oh, 100%. You know what's actually really cool? A good hack actually for anybody out there that's got kids is that when you schedule it into your phone, you actually have an option now to actually turn off notifications. So there's a do not disturb. So what I do is I will put on a do not disturb, which means, you know, you see all these notifications that are popping up right now. Like my phone won't ring, it won't vibrate, and no notifications won't pop up. And you know how the phone's just kind of sitting there and all of a sudden, you know, it glows out of the side of your eye and you're like,
I know you're like, want to pull it.
What
like,
is that?
I love how you did it all slow-mo. You know?
Car Guys Coffee just updated their Instagram.
yeah, it's true. You know, I see what you're saying. Cause actually, I have that notification right there on my phone. I don't know if you can see now. But I noticed that was the first time I noticed it was this morning. I was I put your reminder that hey, Jason, we're going to be interviewing Jason Harris this morning, and it says, do you want to put it on silent mode or no? I was like, yeah, why not?
Cool feature. I think they could have ever added to
smartphones.
It's usually on silent mode. In fact, actually, big pet peeve. I was in a dealership the other day and I watched a salesperson answer their cell phone in front of a customer.
Oh!
And like, guys, I got to be honest with you. I literally want to walk over to him and just kind of slap it out of his
hand. What are you doing? No.
Straight up. Just boom.
Big no. Before social media became a huge thing, I used to hate it when my salespeople were on their phone all day. Because I used to be like, what are you doing? I almost wanted them to check their phones in with me. And then they could come periodically check it. I felt like they were on them just wasting their day away. Like, I'm like, I get it. it's so simple just to jump on. Next thing you know, you're on Facebook. Next thing you know, you're playing a game. Next thing you know, you're just doing nothing. And that happens to salespeople out there across the country. It's very simple because you got a computer in your hand that you can do so many things. So I can understand. But there's so many things with this tool that we have that we can do some amazing stuff with now. And that's why I fell away from that, because I really encourage my guys to get huge on social media, to use this and to follow and to learn and educate. Because there's podcasts out there like your podcast, like my podcast, like a lot of other people who have amazing ideas and thoughts through their podcast that you can educate yourself throughout the day. You have a slow day. You need to catch up on something. You feel like you need to learn something. Go watch one of these podcasts. Watch Strategy with Jason, because I'm going to tell you, you're going to not only learn stuff from Jason, but he has amazing guests. He's had my favorite guests so far were the Car Guy Poppy guys. I mean, it was amazing.
There was a lot of editing when I had to do that podcast, man.
Rough one. But I tell you, one thing that I can say is that one day I'm going to go on that drive show with you, and I want to sit down next to you. I'm going to be there.
Oh, dude, we got to do a drive.
I know. I want to do that. That was such a cool idea. It reminded me of like some talk shows that you see on the show. I can't remember the name, but I almost thought you were about. It was that karaoke one. Remember? Who was that? James Corden. He's that English fella.
Yeah, the Keurig guy.
Yeah,
he's another cool.
Yeah, Carpool Karaoke.
Yeah. I love that
tiny little show that people may have watched.
Yeah. I love that show, and you kind of bring that into the car world, and I thought that was genius. You know, there's so many things that you've done that has been innovative, like, you know, whether it's branding yourself by Total Accident, and we'll talk about that some more later.
Sure.
Whether it's this or that, there's some amazing stuff that you've been doing, and you've been making it, and you've been noticed by that. So that being said, let's get to this five liner. We got five questions that we're going to ask you. The very first one's the same one I ask everybody, and it's a very simple question. It's your why. It's your purpose. So what motivates you every single day, Jason, to wake up and just go for it and make sure that everybody in the whole world knows what Jason is all about?
This is going to sound really odd, all right? And when I say it out loud, it's going to sound like, geez, Jason's got a monster freaking ego. But it's not. It's more of an efficiency thing than anything. My why for doing what I do as far as like my content and getting up and just creating is I literally have this crazy idea that I want to be able to show up to an event and not actually have to introduce myself to anybody. Not a single person. They just know who I am. They know what I'm about.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds like really odd, and that's like, that's a little egotistical, but it's actually no. I mean, look, I love networking events. I'm so annoyed right now, and I'm literally like a junkie looking for his next fix because I can't go to him right now, and it's driving me nuts. But it's like how much time I spent at these networking events introducing myself and explaining to people what I do. And I just had that's my why. I had this crazy little why that I envision someday in the next 10 or 15 years, I'll just be able to show up to an event and not have to introduce myself to a single person.
You know, that's a thing.
Is that weird? Like, people usually come in, they have like some big, epic, like awesome, like, oh, you know, it's like.
That's a great motivation, and I know what that means, and it's not egotistical. That's because you believe in what you do. You have a passion for what you do. So you want people to have the same passion too, right? So no doubt, Jason, you are definitely, if you're not already at that level, you're right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, people are knowing who you are.
It's getting there, man. It's getting there.
And I know that that's something that Lou and I talk about quite a bit, because we just started doing this year, and the whole going to these network events, we haven't been able to do. Everything's canceled since we started this pretty much, right?
No, isn't that suck? I am missing. So that's my why when it comes to content. Now, I think maybe you're looking probably for a little deeper why of, you know, like, what's my why? You know, why I get up in the morning, why I continue to move. You know what it is I'm an entrepreneur at heart. I just always have been, you know, like I've legitimately tried to be an employee, and I've just like, it's just in my DNA not to be that individual. And I love running businesses. I love owning businesses. But for me, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And I want to find that pace, and I want to run that pace. I want to run my marathon as long as I humanly can. That's it. Like, it's just, I don't have the golden objective of owning a sports franchise or, you know, owning my own island or anything like that. I just want to be able to run the race as long as humanly possible.
Wow. I can honor that, and I know what you mean by that, and that's an absolutely great way of thinking. You're right. It's not a sprint. This life is not a sprint. Folks, if you sprint through life, you're going to miss a lot of stuff. There's so many things that you're going to sprint by and just not pay attention to. So take your time. enjoy, smell the roses, do all those things, but also be in a constant growth mode, just much like Jason is. And the growth mode is something that, like he says, it's constant growth. His motivation for growth when it comes to his business side is that he wants to be at all these events and he wants people to know. And it's not because he wants to be, oh, he's the coolest guy in the room. He just wants people to know, this is what I do. This is how I do it. And this is how you get a hold of me. And these things are so important. And Jason is building that. And I love that. And that's exactly what we're trying to build up with our brand. That's why we have people like Jason Harris on our show. So we can, people know that we have real people and we understand the real car business. And you are definitely all about the real car business.
Oh, well, thank you, sir.
So we're going to get to the second question, Lou. What you got for him, my friend?
Oh, just to comment on a few things going through about Jason and the way that he builds relationships. I mean, he's found some great success inside of this business, from dealing directly with a customer to now commentating and enriching dealerships nationwide with some comment nationwide, worldwide, right? He's worldwide, right? He's doing great things, and because of the heartbeat that he has to just connect with people. I mean, I can remember when we first connected, it was on LinkedIn, and his initial conversation is basically talking about, you have a podcast, I have a podcast, I'll get on your podcast, you can get on my podcast, whichever.
Super easy.
You have a coffee, I got a coffee. We got some stuff in common, right? And we started just talking about just natural, hey, we're in the same space, we're in the same business, we're doing the same thing, but I want to connect with people that are trying to rise up also. And that's definitely some solutionary syrup. Right? That is being able to be poured into whatever it is that we're brewing. But he does that with so many other people. He brings such a great aura of excellence when he is speaking, though. I'm gonna hit the chest, right? We're gonna make sure that we penetrate deeply, because here's the thing. You're speaking about leaving something that we often talk about, and that's a legacy, right? So your legacy of the content that you put out makes it to where you don't have to have anybody announce that you're here.
Let's talk a little bit about legacy for a second, because I think there's a little confusion out there about legacy. A lot of people seem to think that legacy is kind of like a sole proprietorship, right? So I had an opportunity to sit down with a incredibly wealthy individual. Just, you know, kind of, we're talking like next level stuff, right? You're just like, you know, at that point where you could just literally just buy whatever you want. It's just not even an issue. And I sat there and I got talking with him, and he knew down to the exact number of how many millionaires he's created over his lifetime.
That's his legacy.
And that was his legacy. Not his billions and billions and billions of dollars worth of wealth.
Come on.
All right. It was the legacy of how many millionaires he had created over his career. And I think that's key for a lot of people, is like, when you think of legacy, legacy is not you as an individual, because what happens is once you pass, that legacy then dies with you as an individual. Your legacy is built around the people that you uplift with you.
That's right.
So it's not just you shooting like a star up yourself. It's you literally just taking as many with you on the way up. And that's, I think, ultimately is what builds some amazing legacies.
And that's what's so key about how it is that you approach it. That's what's so, where you can
see. Now you're gonna do it together.
It's growing, right? Yeah. I mean, because you have such a motivation to make sure that we are raising up together,
yeah.
Right? I'm not trying to get above you. As the business, there was such a stigma on the business, whether you were gonna rape the customer or you were going to snake your brother. That was the way that this business has operated, and that's something that we're trying to slay, absolutely kill, and to where we can say, no, we are professionals that can operate with honor and have a good freaking time, right?
Yeah, how many times did you see a manager write down a deal, you know, a commission, because, you know, their ego got in the way, right? Like, I, when I was a manager, I love the fact that my salespeople underneath me made more money than me.
Yes.
It was great. You know, because they had my back always.
That's
right. I ever need anything. If I wasn't even there, they took care of it because they knew I took care of them.
Right.
It's not all about making more money than the person next to you, right? Yeah. It's about the people that you uplift on the long the way. That's what you're doing.
That's
it. That's what it's all about. You know, and I agree with you, Jason. I my favorite thing is on paydays when I hand checks out and I see, and this is how I know how successful I was that month. You know, because I could, as a manager, we're always going to do okay. You know, we're always going to be fine if we do the numbers. But when your team, when everyone on the team is doing great, that's when you're successful. That's when you know you did your job that month. That's when you know that your guys love you, because when they take those checks home and everyone has a check, man, I feel so good. I could have made less money than I did the month before, but I'm so much more motivated. I'm so much more excited about my guys all doing really well.
100%.
That's what it's all about, that legacy. And that legacy is huge, and you're leaving a lasting one, and I'm really excited about watching your legacy grow. And that's That's something that I'm really passionate about too, is my legacy. The older I get, the more I'm starting to realize how important it is to not be so, we all got to focus on ourselves. We got to build ourselves up, but it's something about building other people up using what you have. When your cup's starting to overflow and you have all this extra, like much like you do right now and how you're trying to get it out there, you're starting to pour this cup of, you know, close a coffee, whatever, into all these other people, and they're all getting a flavor of it. And now they're spreading that copy up to other people, and that legacy just keeps growing. And that legacy may not even have a name attached to it anymore.
No.
But that doesn't matter, right? Because that's not what we're after. You know, we're after, because, you know, money's going to come. It's a byproduct of doing the right thing all the time. It's about working, hustling. So the money's fine. It's not what it's about anymore.
Isn't that cool to have that mindset where, like, literally know, like, you know that your hustle will always bring the money that you need? Like, it's just like, I was talking to a friend the other day who lost their job, right? Like a lot of people, unfortunately, right now. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of people out there because of the pandemic and because of the impact on their businesses that they've lost their jobs. And I can just see in this face this serious just concern and worry that he's not going to be able to find another job and he's not going to be able to support his family. And it's like, it was funny, and that sounds bad, actually. But it was actually somewhat difficult for me to kind of empathize with them. And of course I did, but ultimately, but you know, it's like, because I've never had that, you know, I've never been once in my life concerned that if I lost my job, I wasn't going to go get another one within 15 seconds afterwards. Right. And it was just because I knew that my level of production or my hustle, and I like that word, you know, was always going to bring me what I needed to provide for my family and to live. And it was just like, so instead of focusing on the money, I focused on the hustle.
That's exactly right. Cause you always get back what you put in. That's the thing about sales.
As long as you're patient.
Yeah. It's very true. It's very true. You know, cause a lot of people, they give up too easy on themselves, or they think that they're failing even though they're not. They're just going through the struggle that everyone goes through. You just got to move through those. The thing about sales, there's downswings and there's upswings, right? So you want to keep the upswing as much as possible. But every once in a while, you have a couple bad days. You have a couple, maybe even a bad month. Who knows? But here's the thing. They don't stack up together if you stay positive and you keep moving and you keep growing and you keep trying and you keep focusing on just working on better than I did yesterday. Because consistency is so key to all this. That's probably my favorite ingredient to everything that you do. Is that you can be positive. You can do this. You can put social media out there. But if you're not consistent, it's lost. All that work you put in, everything you did, is just going to fall apart. Much like working out. You could work out for 3 months straight. You're in the best shape of your life. Take a month off. See what happens.
Exactly, right?
You're right back to where you were day one, only after 30 days. So it's very important to maintain and stay consistent. And you definitely do that. You've been one of the most consistent guys on social media that I've seen.
Trying to, man.
And I appreciate that. And that's the kind of thing that I think people notice. I know I notice that, because when I could rely on somebody to put out good social media posts that help me stay motivated and keep growing, I'm going to follow them. I'm going to make sure I keep following them, liking them, sharing them, right?
And that's you know what the key, though, to consistently put out that much is to understand that when you swing, you're not always going to hit a home run.
Bam. That's facts.
Like, right? Someone asked me the other day, like, Jay, like, how do you put out like so much content? And I said, because I don't swing for the fences. That's how. Like, I know that I'll swing. Sometimes I will strike out. Dude, there's some content I've put out there that was like, oh, why did we put that out there again? Like, that's really ugly. Or, God, did I really say that out loud? Didn't you edit that? By the way, I actually am not involved at all in any of the editing of any of my content.
That's nice. Wow.
That's another way I'm able to do it, is that I don't get involved in that. I trust in the team. I've empowered them with the vision and the direction and hopefully the goal, which is to educate. But I give them, if I was to sit there and literally look over every single post on every single video that we put, half of them probably wouldn't go out. Dude, I don't even like listening to myself. I don't even like watching myself.
I hear you, my friend. That's a peace of mind, and you're right. Folks, if you did not hear what he just said, he says, once again, it's about being consistent, but it's just about putting it out there. Now, he talks about a moment ago, he says, well, there's posts out there that I watch, and then I'm like, why did I do that? Well, here's the thing. There's that one person who watched that, though. There's one person out there who did watch that.
Like, if someone watched it and they got benefit, it was great. But also the other thing, too, is, look, you got to understand, we learn. I learn more from my losses than I do from my wins.
Thank you.
Okay? So, you know, look, like, we put a post out there, and it just goes, it doesn't go anywhere. All right? Well, then is it weird that I actually enjoy those posts more than I enjoy the posts that, you know, get 30,000 views and 200 or 300, you know, comments and all this other stuff? Like, I actually enjoy the ones that just totally flatlined, because, like, I want to go back and I want to figure out why the hell they flatlined.
You learn, you're right, because you learn so much more from your failures than you do. Because when you keep winning, but when you mess up, you got to learn something from it, and that's fine, and that's beautiful. But I can tell you, even your messed up ones, no one notices that. That's you. You know, we all that. We're our own big critic, and we always have been. I think that we all can be, you know, very critical of ourselves. We can all be very critical of our videos, our voices, like this man right here. He's the worst about it. But that's okay. You know, that's why, you know, when Lou and I were a good team, because I don't like my content either. Well, I do. I love it. But I don't really like how I sound or look on camera much. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. But I got over that very quick because I knew that I had a mission. Mm-hmm. That there was something that I needed to do, just much like you. And you're one of those guys that I watch, and I'm like, man, he's on that mission too. I'm inspired. Guys like you, you know, I can name a bunch of names, but
There's some great people in our industry.
You know, but there really is
Brian Patches of the world, Michael Cirillo's. You know, there's so many, and I know I only named a couple. So if I didn't name you, it's not on purpose.
There's a lot of them out there. But once again, as you hear all these names that he's mentioning, and we're all here sitting there talking, there's still so much more room for other people to do the same thing and try to grow. 100%. I encourage you guys out there who are watching right now that are on the edge of your seat thinking, oh, man, I want to do something like this. I'm very close to maybe I should do this. Go for it. But here's the thing. You can't be like half the people that I'm sure Jason's seen it who show up for a month, start doing stuff, and then they disappear. Folks, it's work. You have to do it every single day. Once again, consistency. That's a huge word. So let's get to question number three for you. Now, question
number two. We never got to question number two.
Oh, we never got to question number two.
Did we only go through one? I'm sorry. I'm going to shut up and just answer your questions for now.
That's fine. It's very easy for all of these talkers to keep saying what it is that we say. But, folks, I'm not asking a single question, because one thing that is going to be consistent inside of this cafe is before we go too deep
into a conversation,
we are going to do first, everybody, and we are going to make sure that we announce what it is that we want to make sure everybody takes and puts inside of their cup. It's the culture of forgive, focusing, and flying so that you can keep growing. So before I ask you a question, my brother Jason, join us as we get ready to forgive, focus, fly. You're going to put your hands on your shoulders, and you're going to wipe off the weight of unforgiveness. Put them on the shoulders. Touch your shoulders. All right. And you're going to wipe it off on three. Forgive, focus, fly. One, two, three. Forgive. Focus. Fly. And keep growing. Keep growing. Keep growing. All right.